The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Doubleheader, ladies first, as ACCHS is playing host to Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph. He's our producer and our engineer in the do-it-all kind of a guy back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Couch with you here courtside. You got a couple of teams raring to go, a couple of teams with perfect records, and a couple of teams want to establish themselves as we approach the holiday break. They'd like to establish themselves at the top of the list in the conference. ACCHS has, well, they've got one game under the belt so far, and that was way back when we saw them, you know, what's it been, a couple of weeks ago at MHMA. Lady Tigers coming into the ballgame at 1-0, and they're going to be starting tonight. Senior Jordan Kaplinger, senior Aaliyah Wallace, senior Natalie Nitz, senior Laney Pandel, and a sophomore, Kinsey Bowerly. Valley Falls coming in 3-0 in the conference and 3-0 overall. They've had wins over Oskaloosa, McLeod, and Horton so far this year. Coming in under head coach Jordan Hale, ACCHS, being coached tonight by Mike Eckert. We're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back. Tip off the ladies' game, the first of two here tonight on Care. Right after this.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
And welcome back once again here to Effingham, Kansas, home of Atchison County Community High School. ACCHS, the home team tonight, and the home whites with orange and black lettering a trim. And for Valley Falls, it'll be the traveling togs of black with gold and white. Coming into the center circle to jump this thing off, Valley Falls is going to send Corey Kirkwood, Atchison County. They're going to bring Aaliyah Wallish. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. High school basketball here on Care Radio. Runner back here on Care. Get ready. Settle in. This is going to be the first in a real sequence of hoops on Care. We're going to have basketball, what, soon as it shows up, it's like 7 of the next 8 days or 8 of the next 9, something like that. So it's pretty hectic. Here's a bounce pass in the middle, but the Lady Tigers, it's going to be knocked free, stolen away. Valley Falls coming up court with it, driving down the left side, goes in, goes up, shot no good. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Bowerly. She'll run up the court, take it down the right side for Atchison County. Quick shot from the perimeter. Bowerly launches one up, cranks off the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Brinks for Valley Falls. And Lady Dragons are going to take it the other way. Half a minute into the scoreless ball game. Valley works it over to the left side. Little skip pass over to Darvo. Lillian will go to the block. Put up a one-hand runner. It's up no good. Rebound pulled down by Kaplinger. And here comes Atchison County. They're going to not run, but they're going to kind of just walk it up the floor, slowing it way down, being very patient. Kaplinger will have it on the right side. The little left-hand dribble goes to the left, all the way to the top of the key. Gets it over there to Bowerly. Minute into the game, still no score. Bowerly takes it down the right side of the lane, feeds it down to the block, is going to turn it over. Falls on the floor. Now, Tigers reach in to try to steal the back. We're going to get a jump ball. Valley Falls will have it with the possession arrow. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter, and it is still scoreless here in Effingham, Kansas. ACCHS in their earlier game, winning at 42-19 over Marshall Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. Up on top, squaring up, launching a three, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound back down to Lady Tigers. 6.5 to go, still no score here in this opening quarter. Bowerly tries to back it away, then a wild pass, big overhand swoop, and it's going to be stolen. The outlet pass down the court. Valley Falls is going to set up their offense. 6:20 to play. Now the cross-court pass is batted free, but it'll be stolen back, or recovered, if you will, by Corey Kirkwood. And again, Valley Falls will bring it up the floor. We're 2 minutes into the ball game. Valley Falls over to the left side. That's going to be Lauren Brown. She'll run, shoot, and score. Valley Falls has broken on top. 2-0. Valley with the early lead, 5:55 to play here in the opening quarter. Geographically, still kind of in the middle, just a slight bit to the left side of center court here at the top of the stands in Effingham. Here's a feed underneath and bouncing it in the middle. Wallace, it's going to just go off her foot and off her knee and out of bounds. Back it'll come to Valley Falls. 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Valley putting it in play. Tigers putting on a little bit of pressure now on the inbound deep in the backcourt. Valley having a little trouble getting it in, but they'll finally launch it into Kirkwood. Kirkwood working against Nitz, brings it up the floor, changes directions, takes it across the timeline, drives it all the way down to the right side, now back to the left, goes into the lane, puts up the 12-footer. It will not go in, but she's been fouled and will come to the line for 2 free throws. I suspect it'll be Natalie. It is Natalie Nitz picking up her first foul of the game. It'll be team foul 1 by either club. And Corey Kirkwood at the free throw line. The right-hander, perfect. Valley's leading now 3-0. We've got 5:28 to go, opening quarter. One more shot coming up here for Kirkwood. It is airborne, perfect as well. 4-0, Valley. 5:20 and rolling along here in the opening quarter. Nice crowd on hand. ACCHS always brings a good crowd. Valley Falls travels well, makes for a tremendous atmosphere. Here's the feed in the middle to Wallace. Her shot is off the back of the rim, and it caroms back out over the front lip. No good. Valley Falls coming up with a rebound, and the Tigers struggling to find their offense. 3 minutes now into the game. Once again, Kirkwood will walk it up, swings it over to the left side. Darvo starts to the baseline, brings it toward the top, now cuts back into the lane, look away past left side, jump shot for the baseline, it's definitely good. Carly Henson makes it 6-0, Valley Falls. We're toward the 450 mark of the first quarter. ACCHS has run two players to the scorer's table. We're going to see both Madison Martin and Jenna Pitts check in shortly. Kick pass over to the right side. The uncontested baseline jump shot. It's going to be up and good. Bowerly will have her first bucket of the game, and the Tigers are now on the board, trailing at 6-2, 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Back up floor with it for Valley Falls is going to be Corey Kirkwood. Feeds a little backdoor pass, and the easy layup is missed underneath. Darbo just hit it a little too high, a little too hard off the backboard. It goes completely to the other side of the rim where the Tigers pull it down and come back on offense. We're now midpoint of the opening quarter. Cross-court pass, beautiful pass underneath, and Wallace with the easy layup that hangs on the back of the rim. Lays up there, gets the backboard for a minute, and then falls through. Aaliyah has her first points of the night. Tigers are back to within a pair. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls will dump it to the left side. Lauren Brown works it off on top, guarded by Kaplinger's. Atchison County in a player defense. Pass comes out on top. On the right wing with it, it's going to be Kirkwood. She'll feed underneath, and the pass is going to be knocked free, batted away by Lainey Panel. Tigers are going to pick it up, and Atchison County's got an opportunity to tie, maybe take a lead with a long shot. 3:20 to go in the first. Valley Falls a jump man in front, 6-0. Tigers battling back. Here's a feed underneath. The shot by Nitz is blocked, and as she tumbles to the floor, she'll be coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. Our official comes over, makes an animated call, indicating Lillian Darvo will have her first foul tonight. 3:17 to go in the opening quarter. Chance to tie the game here for Natalie Nitz. The free throw is up and good. With that dead ball opportunity, the Tigers are going to take both Kaplinger and Panel out as Pitts and Martin come into the game. Second free throw is up and in, and these teams just run in streaks, it looks like, as first Valley Falls scored 6 in a row. The Tigers have now scored 6 in a row, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Taking a break, Jones at 3:17 to go in the opening quarter here in Effingham. It is ACCHS and Valley Falls deadlocked at 6.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you could have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Oh, Joseph, that's some good transition music. Matter of fact, I got a few more new ones we're going to add to the mix here, maybe come near the holiday season. 3:11 to go in the first quarter. As Valley Falls will come out of the timeout, bring it up the floor, go into the lane. The running shot is going to be off the rim, rebounded, loose on the floor, and the Tigers are going to clear it down. Here comes Natalie Nitz. She'll raise up the court, drive it all the way to the right side. The two-handed pass for Wallace. There's a little too much zip on that. She could not haul it in, and back up court with the basketball will come Valley Falls. It's a 6-6 ball game with less than 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Lauren Brown for Valley Falls, a junior on a relatively young team, only a couple of seniors on the roster for Coach Jordan Hale. Valley works it off on top. They'll start to drive in, dump it back out to the point. Little backdoor pass up and in. Well executed and well finished. Give the bucket to Darvo. Her first points, the assist to Carly Henson. Valley Falls pushes back in front at 8-6. 2:15 to play in the opening quarter. Tigers again battling from behind. They have never led in this game. Around to the right side is going to come Jenna. Pitts will dish it into the corner to Natalie. 2 minutes to play in the first. Comes out on top, Bowerly. She'll start left, squares up, and an easy three, uncontested. Bowerly will hit that one. Her fifth point of the game, she leads all scorers, and for the first time tonight, the Tigers are in front at 9-8. We're at a minute 45 and running along here in the opening quarter. Pass coming out on top. Officials haven't had a lot of calls to make. There's a couple of bodies on the floor as a collision occurs beneath the rim, but still no whistles, and backing away with a basketball is going to come Corey Kirkwood. Valley Falls does not have a deep bench. Here's a shot for three off the rim. No good. Coming down with a rebound is going to be Martin. And up court with it will come Atchison County. Minute 15 to go in the opening quarter. My point being with Valley Falls having a thin bench, they have yet to make a substitution in the game. The starters are still out there. Three-point shot. Nitz hits the back of the rim, and the rebound is going to come all the way out to the free throw line where it's going to be caught and hauled in by Corey Kirkwood. As we're inside a minute to go in the first, Valley Falls is across the timeline and back on offense. Checking back in at the first opportunity will be, again, Kaplinger and Panel for Mike Eckert coaching the Lady Tigers tonight. And now a screen is set by Valley Falls. Cassidy Frakes set the screen and driving around it, Lillian Darvo, but the player defense by Natalie Nitz. Natalie crashes in and in the last minute of the opening quarter will have her second foul of the game. So Natalie quickly will check out. For the Tigers, Natalie provides a great deal of leadership, great at bringing the ball up the court, just kind of quarterbacks the team, and is an outstanding perimeter shooter. So she brings a lot of attributes to the game. They're not going to be happy with having her out any more than they have to, but with those two fouls, she is right now over on the bench. Valley Falls put again playing at the far side. 45 seconds and rolling along in the late going of the opening quarter. Valley with a basketball, trailing by one. Tigers in front. Pass comes off on top to Cassidy Frakes. Breaks on the court one time, hands it back over Darvo. Feeds underneath, little give and go, into the lane, and going up with a shot. Kirkwood gets fouled, and she's coming to the free throw line. Official trundles over to the scorer's table and lets us know that this foul is going to be on Madison Martin. It'll be her first. A right-handed free throw, hits the back of the rim, and a long rebound comes way out to the top. One more shot coming up for Kirkwood. She was 2 of 2 at the line prior to that one, accounting for her only 2 points tonight. This one is up, and it's going to bounce around and get a good roll. We'll go in. She's got three, and we are tied again at 9. 25 seconds left in the opening quarter. Here come the Tigers. Bowerly passes over to the left side. It's batted away, but fortunately, Laney Panel right on the spot to recover it. Here's a pass over on the right block, and as the shot goes up by Martin, we will have a foul for Valley Falls, I suspect, on Frakes. It is. Cassie Frakes will have her first foul. So for the Tigers, 3 team fouls for Valley Falls, 2. Atchison County putting it in play. 13, 12, now 11 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The feed underneath Bowerly will turn and shoot. Missed it. Rebound underneath. Frakes will pull it down. Valley Falls will get the final shot of the first. 4 seconds and 3. They're going to have to hurry. 2 seconds and 1. The runner at the baseline is up, and we're going to get another foul with 0.4 to go in the opening quarter. And again, Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. This foul is going to be the first one on Jordan Kaplinger, Tiger team foul 4. Lillian Darvo at the free throw line. That one will not go in. We are still even at 9 each. Lillian, one more shot. On its way. And it bounces and rattles. It will go in. And that will end the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after 1 in Effingham, Kansas. Valley Falls, 10. Atchison County, 9.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Mentioned earlier, really, really nice crowd on hand, and they continue to file in here to the gymnasium on the campus of Atchison County Community High School here in Effingham, Kansas. It is Northeast Kansas League high school basketball. Ladies game going into the second quarter is at 10-9. Valley Falls lead over the homestanding Tigers at the guys game. coming up after this one. So stick around for an evening of hoops. For ACCHS, it will be Kaplinger, Martin, Wallish, Pitts putting the ball in play, and Natalie Nitz back in the game with those two fouls. She will have to be extremely cautious here as we go into the second quarter. Tigers will be putting it in play with the alternate possession, and we are back underway. Natalie dumps it over to the left side, where dribbling it up toward the top. Jenna Pitts will bring it around the rim, kicks it back to Kaplinger, and Tigers just running motion. Now they'll dump it into the deep right corner. Pitts will go left-hand dribble, looks inside. The defense is there, cuts her off. Back over comes to Natalie. She's got it deep in the corner right in front of the Valley Falls bench. Tigers will push it back off on top again. Half a minute into the second quarter. Nitz launches the three wide to the right side. Rebound underneath. Martin follows up and missed it. And a rebound this time coming down to Valley Falls. And coming into the second quarter, Valley Falls has made its first substitution of the game, bringing Caitlin Yates into the lineup. Caitlin is a junior. Back over to the left side, Valley with a basketball. The drive down the baseline, running shot is going to be up, partially deflected. We get a whistle, we get a foul, and it'll be Jenna Pitt picking up her first foul of the game. ACCHS now, that'll be team foul five. We're just about a minute into the second quarter. Valley Falls has had quite a few free throws already in the game, and this one is going to be up and good. And with a lot of those free throws, it's been Corey Kirkwood, who is now 4 of 5 at the free throw line. You'll take that 80%. One more shot coming up, and that one does not go in. Rebound underneath by Wallish. Here come the Lady Tigers. It is 11-9, Valley Falls. Lady Dragons have led by as many as a half a dozen as they broke out on top in the early moments of the game, 6-0. Here's a nice pass into the lane, and stepping back, Wallace will turn and shoot and have her 4 points today. We're even again now at 11. Valley Falls walks it up a little left-hand dribble by Lillian Darvo. Here's to the right side, an unusual three. We don't see a lot of that from Valley. It misses, and the rebound is going to be corralled back out on top. Valley Falls is going to keep it in play. Now a feed to the left side, the baseline three, rims out. Rebound slapped around, tipped around, and Valley Falls is going to get it back in. The shot goes up, and we're going to have another foul, and Valley Falls again coming to the free throw line. Foul is going to be the second here in the game for Madison Martin. So both Madison and Natalie with a couple of fouls apiece, and this free throw is up and not going to go in. That was Cassidy Frakes at the free throw line, looking for her first point of the game. Martin will check out, as does Pitts, and Coach Ecker will rotate his starting five back in there. Second free throw is up. It is also no good, and the rebound is going to be battled for. Pulled back down by Valley Falls. Follow shot is up, no good. This time, it'll be hauled in by Bowerly. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. It's an 11-11 ball game. ACCHS long cross-court pass, and Natalie Nitz had a defender close. So she kind of reached back and reared back, and as she did, she moved that right foot, that back foot, in order to give herself a little leverage to throw cross court. That was a travel. Valley Falls brings it in and walks it up, and this time the Tigers are going to drop back into zone defense. I'm suspecting that Coach Mike Eckert is going to hope that this maybe saves his team some turnover or some fouls as they turn it over. Stolen by Wallish, and up court with it will come Atchison County. Bowerly back over to the right side. Kaplinger starts to drive inside. There's no room there. 5:40 to go in the third. The feed over to the left side. Absolutely uncontested. Shot missed. And a rebound. Lots of contact. A whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Valley Falls, and that will be the second by Lillian Darvo. Tigers putting it into their baseline. It's 11-11. 5.5 to go in the first half. Inbound, it comes over to the right side. Kaplinger will take it, dribble out toward the top again. The long cross court pass, Nitz. Darvo right in front of her. She stays in the game with those two fouls. Top side, Bowerly. Right side, Nitz. The feed into the lane at the free throw line. Now it's going to be batted out of the hands of Wallace, but Kaplinger up top side, able to rescue it. 5:15 to go in the half. Pass over to the left side, and back out on top. They come to skip pass in the middle and stepped in front of with complete anticipation. It was Corey Kirk. What you saw what was happening, stepped in front of Wallace and just took that pass like it was thrown to her. Collie Falls comes back on offense. Inside 5 minutes to go in the half now. Here's a pass into the lane. The dish comes back out on top. Valley, we're going to get, what, a three? We're going to get a timeout. I thought there was a three-second violation, but instead it's going to be a timeout taken by Coach Hale. Valley Falls taking a break. Joseph, let's do it with them. What do you say? 12:53 to go in the opening half. It is Atchison County and Valley Falls. We are tied at 11.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Out of the timeout, Valley Falls puts the ball in play, and we're back at it. The 11-11 ball game here in Effingham, Kansas, Northeast Kansas League High School. Girls play, guys coming up next. Here's a feed into the middle, and that is an errant pass, and taken away by Lainey Panel. Lainey will bring the ball up the floor herself for Atchison County. Now a little skip pass over to the left side where Natalie will run the offense. We're nearing the midpoint of the second quarter. This game has not been particularly high scoring. Two teams looking a little rusty, and again, understandable. The Tigers have been a while since they've been able to get out on a hardwood, and here's a shot up by Bowerly, missing. Kicks off to the right side. Valley Falls back up the floor with it. Neither team is shooting exactly a lights-out percent. I can't give you numbers. I can give you general idea, kind of a general feel for all of this, and here comes Valley Falls to the ball top side. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Valley works toward the baseline, now in some trouble, and we're going to get a foul called. This is going to be on Aaliyah. It will be Aaliyah Wallace fouls. It is going to be her first. That is going to be team foul 7, and that's going to bring it to the line for the one and one. The official down to the baseline as if he's putting it in play, but he's very aware. It does not come in. It is a one and one. The question is going to be against whom was that foul committed? Coming to the line for Valley Falls will be Lauren Brown. Into the lineup now for Valley Falls, we're going to get Madison Connor. And the first half of the 1-1 is up and good for Lauren Brown. One more shot coming up. Lauren Brown, a junior. For Valley Falls. Squares up high, arcing, and that always increases your odds. She drops it through the bottom for her fourth point of the game. And it is now 13-11. Tigers trailing by two. 3.5 to go in the half. Right side, Bowerly goes in. Little skip move, and the ball around the rim a couple of times, but goes in. Kenzie Bowerly has 7. Ties the game again now at 13. 3:20 to go in the half. A little give and go inside and ball. Mishandle at Valley Falls. Tigers going to come up with it. Here goes Jordan Kavlicker. She'll range down the right side. Comes off on top. Bowerly starts into the lane. Dumps it over to the right. Baseline jump shot up and good. Wallace for 2 more. Aaliyah Wallace with a half a dozen of the Tigers. Lead it by 2. This is their largest lead of the evening. 2:50 to go in the half. Valley Falls long pass to deep in the corner. The feed off the block, and as the shot gets set to go up, Wallace steps in, blocks it back, jump ball called. It'll be Tiger possession. Atchison County's going to bring Jenna Pitts back in, and Jordan Kamplinger rotates out. Top, I've got Panel with Pitts and Nitz and Wallace and Bowerly. And the officials having a bit of a confab out there, just trying to make sure that everybody is in agreement and all good and on the same page. And Looks like we're ready to get back underway. Here comes Atchison County. Lady Tigers with the basketball, leading it by a pair. In this meeting of two undefeated teams, not only in the NEKL, but both of them undefeated on the season. Wallace will have it herself, skips it back over to the right side. Nitz, there was a travel, no whistle. Lob back over to the right, get it down low to Wallace. She'll glide in and travel with a basketball. There you go. Little extra sidestep as she stepped in inside the block and toward the rim. So the Tigers are going to turn it back over. Darvo comes back into the lineup for Valley Falls, and also back in is going to come Caitlin Yates with 2:26 to go in the opening half. Valley Falls still going to tie this back up. Lady Dragons have led for the majority of the evening so far. They'll walk it up the court, swing it over to the left side. Darvo starts to drive in, her cross-court pass, and she steps on the baseline. Now Darvo's going to cross the floor and have it a word with Caitlin Yates, who's coming off the bench, and I think maybe was not where Darvo felt that she ought to have been, so they get that all ironed out as the Tigers come up the floor with it, leading it by two. Leading by two with 2 minutes left in the half. Driving in is Power Lace. She collides with a defender who's standing there. Luckily, didn't get called for the foul, but the ball will dribble out of her hands, roll across the floor, and go out of bounds. Back it'll come to Valley Falls off another Tiger turnover. Minute 50 to go in the half. Valley Falls again looking to tie this up as Lillian Darvo brings up the left-hand dribble, swings it over into the left corner. Down low it's going to be Yates, and she will travel with it and turn it over again. So these two teams, a lot of turnovers. It's a 15-13 game, and there are probably close to as many turnovers as points right now. Again, as if they are just a little rusty right now. Up to the top is going to be Wallace. She'll scoot over to the right, dump it over to Nitz. Natalie, with a left-hand dribble, kicks it back to the right. Wallace backs in, twists, has no avenue, brings it on top. Kaplinger knocks in the three. First points of the ball game for Jordan Kaplinger. Tigers stretch their lead now at 18-13, leading it by five with a minute 17 to go in this first half. Valley Falls can't try to get that all back at once. They will continue to need to be patient. Back over to the left side, a little head fake. Wallace off her feet, the pass into the lane. Kick comes up on top. The drive down the right side, splitting defenders, and the shot blocked out of bounds by Wallace. Going to come back and play two, Valley Falls. Valley's going to bring Lauren Brown back into the game. So Coach Hale has rotated her starting five back on the floor in the last minute now of the half, 55 seconds to go. Valley with the basketball, her down five, over to the baseline left. Tigers have Jenna Pitts defending the corner. Here's a feed over to the right block. The skip underneath, little reverse layup is way too hard, and the rebound is going to be saved down to the baseline. Nicely done by Laney Pannell. Half a minute to go in the half, and Mike Eckert, who's head coaching the Lady Tigers this evening, is, I believe, indicating that he wants one final shot, maybe, unless you see something really good. 20 seconds left in the half. Here's Wallace. She's in the lane, been in the lane for the longest time, still in the lane, still in the lane, still in the lane. Not counting that at all. Driving in, here's a jump over to the left side, stolen away by Valley Falls. 7 seconds, six, approaching halftime. Skip over to the right side, 4 seconds, three. The ball knocked away, we're going to get a third foul on Natalie. With 2 seconds to go in the half, Natalie reaches in and picks up that third foul. Valley Falls is going to come to the free throw line and stepping back up there. Somebody who's been there a lot this evening, Corey Kirkwood. Free throw's good. In fact, Corey has scored all five of her points at the free throw line, where she is now 5 of 7. One more, and that's got her 6 of 8. And that will carry us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the locker room here in Effingham in the girls' game. Atchison County 18, Valley Falls 15.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
All right, guys, coming out of the court, warming up. Don't forget, we'll have the boys' game coming up next on this basketball doubleheader here on Care Radio as the girls have gone to the locker room. Valley Falls trailing. Now 18-15 to the Lady Tigers. Scoring for the Lady Dragons. Half a dozen for Corey Kirkwood. Corey has all six of her points from the free throw line. Valley Falls also. Lauren Brown with 4-3 for Lillian Darbo. Carly Henson with 2. Every point in the second quarter for Valley Falls came at the free throw line. They did not score from the floor in the second quarter. For ACCHS, it's 7 for Kinsey Bowerly, half a dozen Aaliyah Wallish. Jordan Kaplan with 3, Natalie Nitz with 2. Fouls, Valley Falls has committed 3 in the first half, 2 of them by Lillian Darbo. For ACCHS, Natalie Nitz picking up a foul very, very late in the half. Well, she will go into the second half with 3. Madison Martin has 2 for Atchison County. Stick around! Second half of the ladies' game, but then the boys' game coming up here on Care Radio. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. Intermission score in Effingham, Kansas. The Lady Tigers 18, Lady Dragons 15. We're kicking it back to Joseph where he's got, yes, another spectacular halftime.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you ACCHS versus Valley Falls. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow, Wednesday evening, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you as they are on the road at Park University. 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the ladies. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday brings us to a rare Thursday night game as JCN is taking on Troy. 6 p.m. is the tip for the girls' game. 8 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the boys' game. Remember, these tip times are only estimations. We could be running a little bit later than that. Friday, we've got Valley Falls at Donovan West with a 6 p.m. scheduled tip time for the ladies. The men should take to the court sometime around 8. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball again as BC is on the road at Clark. High noon is the scheduled time for the girls' game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw five names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our final sign-up will be Friday, December 16th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Taco John's at 216 South 10th in Atchison.
All right, taking a look around the area, we've got a couple of third quarter scores to report to you. In the Thunder Redhawks game, Nemaha Central is at 21 points. The Redhawks, Hiawatha, are sitting at 19 points. And that's just the beginning of the fourth quarter. They got 7 minutes and 4 seconds left in that game. The Blue Jays at the beginning of the fourth with 8 minutes to go. We're sitting with the Cyclones of Riverside at 39 points, the Sabetha Blue Jays at 30 points right now. And in the Holton Royal Valley game, it is all tied up with 1 minute and 34 seconds left in the third at 39 points apiece. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 28. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 26. Mid-30s Thursday. Cooler on Friday with highs in the upper 20s. Once again, a low of 28 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for listening to us, KAIR, located in Atchison with the studios and Horton with the transmitter. We're currently sitting at 46 degrees in downtown Atchison right now. We've got fair conditions out there. It feels like 42 with the wind out of the south at about 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 74%. The dew point is sitting at 39 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.57 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside right after this.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, for that, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas, where We're getting set to go to the second half. It'll be ACCHS and Valley Falls in the girls' game, the first of our doubleheader. Lady Tigers have come from behind, trailing early 6-0, and have taken this 18-15 lead into the locker room. Many thanks to our producer and engineer, Joseph. He's the guy back at the care studio. Notice that smoothness that you had during a halftime intermission? That's because of him. Old Smoothie Joseph, they call him around the studio. ACCHS looks like it is going to be the original starting five, and I was curious about how that was going to go with Jordan Kaplinger, Leah Wallace, Natalie Nitz, Kenzie Bowerly, and Lainey Panel. Remembering that Natalie has three first-half fouls for Valley Falls. Coach Jordan Hale is going to have her starting five, Lauren Brown, Lillian Darvo, Carly Henson. Corey Kirkwood, Cassidy breaks. Position arrow, Valley Falls, and if they bring it in, they're going to turn it over. 10 seconds into the second half. Lady Tigers have a chance to stretch their lead. Natalie all alone on top. It is too strong. Gets her own rebound. Follows it up and in. Natalie Nitz will have her fourth points of the game. And the Tigers back up by five at 20-15. It is their second five-point lead. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Tigers will dump it over to the right side. Now the feed in the middle is going to be stolen. Here comes Atchison County, Bowerly down the court. She's one-on-one, changes sides, goes in, missed the layup. Pulled down by Wallace, who gets tied up beneath the goal. And on the jump ball, possession, Valley Falls. And Coach Hale, not real happy. She's going to take a timeout less than a minute into the second half. We're going to do it with her. Timeout of the court, 7:13 to go in the third. It remains Lady Tigers 20, Valley 15.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, as quickly as we come back in, the ball gets put in play by the Tigers at the baseline as they feed it to Aaliyah Wallace. She gets fouled, and she's going to come to the line. The whistle on Carly Henson for Valley Falls. The first free throw. It's up and good for Aaliyah. It is her seventh point of the game. That ties her with Kinsey Bowerly for high-scoring honors so far tonight for these teams. 7:11 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw. Rims out, won't go. And a rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. 21-15. Lady Tigers up a half a dozen now. It is their largest lead as we go inside 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Long way to go in this ladies' game. Valley with the basketball. Back over to the right side. Falling away. The shot is up and no good. And a rebound cleared away by Lainey Panel. Up with it will come Natalie. Valley Falls has come out of the locker room a little bit flat. Here's the feed over to the right side. No room there. Comes back off on top. The dish to the side, and now they'll try to feed in the middle where Wallace will get it, shoot it, score it. Aaliyah Wallace has come out strong here in the third quarter. Now she's at 9, and it is 23-15. So what the first 5 points belong to Valley Falls here, or run, belong to Atchison County here. We're going to get a tied up ball, and going to come back in again to Valley. 6:20 to go. Martin is going to check in to the Tiger lineup. Wallace, with that strong start, is going to check out Madison Martin coming back in. Valley with a basketball. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. They're looking for their first point of the second half. In fact, they're looking for their first field goal since the first quarter. They scored 5 points in the second quarter, all of them at the free throw line. Haven't scored a basket from the floor in a long, long time. Valley works down, now drives down the lane, pulled up from 13, off the window, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Martin. Madison Martin brings substantial height to the floor for Atchison County. With that height comes some youth and inexperience, but she's got a real, strong potential. And here's a turnaround shot to the middle by Martin. She will be fouled by Cassidy Brinks, her second foul. And coming to the free throw line, Madison Martin looking for her first point tonight. So Madison, only a freshman. Oh, no, they're not going to give her free throws. She is going to, they're just going to be putting it in play. Out on top. Here's a three. No. Follow-up. No. Rebound. Valley Falls had it. They're going to call a jump ball. Into the game for Valley Falls, who's really looking for some points somehow now. It's going to be Caitlin Yates. She'll bring Carly Henson out of the game. 5:15 to go. Third quarter, 23-15, Lady Tigers now. Here's Natalie Nitz with it up to the top side. Dribbles over in front of the Atchison County bench, over to the left block. Martin off the window, missed the point-blank layup, and the rebound is going to result in a jump ball. And again, talk about some hustle out of the court. Lainey Panel hasn't scored a point, been instrumental in this game for ACCHS. She has done a lot of things, and a lot of them that you just don't see reflected in the record book, the score book. And I tell you what, when you watch what's happening on the floor, she has been a cat here. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. The feed comes into the lane. The dish over to the left side. The three is no good for Valley Falls. Offensive board, follow shot, no good, and a foul by Martin. Fisher's going to stroll over to the table and let us know that Madison Martin will join Natalie Nitz with three personal fouls for Atchison County. And Valley Falls will again come to the free throw line. Corey Kirkwood has spent a lot of time there tonight. She's been good at it. She's got 7 points with that bucket, and all of them have come at the free throw line. Martin will come out. Wallace right back into the fray. 4:43 to go in the third quarter. One more free throw. Rattles in there for Corey Kirkwood. 23-17. Again, Corey Kirkwood has 8 points, 8 of 10 at the free throw line, and still, Valley Falls has not scored from the floor since the first quarter. Natalie plays off a screen, drives down the middle of the lane, dishes over to the left side, all alone. Wallace can't get it to fall, gets her own rebound, kicks it back. Bowerly will hit the three. Kenzie Bowerly now with double figure scoring, having hit her second and three of the game. That is 10. And Ashes and Kenny getting pretty good on the bench right now. A lot of smiles there. We're loosening up, relaxing a little bit, getting into the game as we're midpoint of the third quarter. 26-17. 9 points is their largest lead, and Valley Falls up the court. We'll turn it over with a travel. Exactly 4 minutes to go in the third. ACCHS, let's just reset their lineup out there, first of all, shall we, with Jenna Pitts coming into the game. Got Natalie Nitz out there, Kinsey Bowerly. We've also got Lainey Panel and Aaliyah Wallace. Tigers will have it up on top, and we've got a whistle. There's a 3 second call. They have not called that all night, and there's been a lot of standing around in the lane by these teams, and it comes back to Valley Falls. For Falls, you've got Lauren Brown and Corey Kirkwood out of the court, see Lillian Darvo and Cassidy Frakes, and rounding it out is going to be Caitlin Yates. The ball on the floor, the Valley Falls shot missing, offensive rebound, and now it's going to be just taken away by the Tigers. Strong defense by Atchison County, 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Atchison County into the forward court, leading it by 9, underneath the Wallace, turn, shoots too short, rebound, gets her own, puts it on top. Natalie, no one around, and the three won't fall. This time, the rebound is going to be swept down by Valley. Clearing it away, Corey Kirkwood, and she will take it across the timeline. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third now. Here's Corey over to the right side, and now she's going to back away as the Tigers settle into the zone defense. Little 2-1-2 zone. Valley holding the ball, just holding it upstairs. Now they go long cross court to the right. The dish back on top. Tigers right now just daring them to shoot from the outside, basically. 2.5 to play in the third. Brown comes out on top. Around to the right. Here comes a three. It's going to be rather short and allowed to go out of bounds on the hop. And back it will come to Atchison County. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Here comes ACCHS. Atchison County will walk it up. Here's Jenna Pitts with it. She'll drive it over to the right side. Swings it over on the wing. Now they'll feed underneath again to Wallace, who looks at the hoop, then decides no. Kicks it on top. About three or four steps later. 2 minutes to go. That's the right call. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. 26-17. Back up with it will come Valley. Tigers with a substantial lead, up by 9 with a minute 50 to go. Corner of the ball high above her head. Here's going to be Brown. She'll go long cross court, dump it down into the corner to Kirkwood. Little left-hand dribble, goes into the lane, stops there, pivots, drives it down to the baseline. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes Bowerly. She gets fouled in the backcourt. Foul is going to be on. Valley falls in. The first of the evening by Corey Kirkwood. Coming in a minute 40 to go in the third. Tigers are going to take Natalie out of the game. 26-17. Bounce pass comes out on top and up the floor with it. Here comes Atchison County. They'll swing it over to the left side. In the lane, nice turnaround shot, and it won't go in, but we're going to get a foul, and Aaliyah Wallace will be coming to the line. The foul on Valley Falls. It is the third of the ball game. By Cassidy Frakes, and at the line, Aaliyah Wallace. Aaliyah is one of two at the free throw line tonight with 9 points so far this evening. We're down inside a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Free throw here. Rattles in. Knocking it down to Aaliyah. She's a double figure scoring now with 10. She and Kinsey Bowerly with 10 apiece for ACCHS. Looking it over as her team has now got a double-digit lead. She'll make it 11. 28-17. And Valley Falls has scored 2 points on a couple of free throws here in the third quarter. Nothing but free throws since the first quarter for Valley Falls. Back with the drive to the top is going to be Lauren Brown. Valley Falls offense has been absolutely stymied by the Tigers here tonight. Here's a baseline three. There it is, up and good from deep in the left corner. That'll be Corey Kirkwood. Kirkwood has 11. 28-20. And we're inside a minute to go now. And the third quarter, one more quarter to go. Tigers have put together substantially. A beautiful pass inside. The layup won't quite go, and rebound is going to be hauled down by Valley Falls. Here comes the Valley Falls offense and walking it up the floor, Kirkwood. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Having broken the ice a moment ago, getting their first field goal in almost a half of basketball. See if Valley Falls has found the range, but right now, again, the Tiger defense sliding from side to side on that 2-1-2 zone. Here's a pass on top, the step to the left, the dump into the corner. Bit of a head fake, stepping inside, the feet in the lane, the shot swatted away, saved by Valley with 7. You gotta watch the time. The pass on top with 5. Up here with 4. That's a long 3. It's gonna be off the mark, and that will end the third quarter. Going to the fourth quarter in Effingham. Lady Tigers 28, Valley Falls 20.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, since the opening quarter, Valley Falls has only been able to muster 5 points a quarter. Five in the second, five in the third. And they find themselves trailing Atchison County 28-20. Scoring so far in a ball game four, ACCHS double figures for both Aaliyah Wallace and Kinsey Bowerly. Aaliyah with 11, Kinsey with 10. For Valley Falls, the double figure scoring from Corey Kirkwood. She has 11. Alternate possession, ball belongs to the Tigers, and we're set to go to the fourth quarter. Atchison County out on the court, and now here comes Valley Falls. It'll be fun to play in midcourt by ACCHS. Jenna Pitts will put it in play, and the baseline corner three, Bowerly is good. Kinsey Bowerly at 13 points, 31-20 for the second time in a ballgame. ACCHS leads by 11. 7:47 to play. Pass comes out on top. Valley Falls will jump it over to the left side, into the baseline very quickly. The little hook pass across the lane is going to be batted free and stolen. And now on the floor, we're going to have a jump ball called. And possession is to the visitors from Valley. It'll come into their offensive baseline. 7.5 to go in the game. Ball comes in. Cassie Frakes will handle it. Back over to the left side. Valley Falls working the outside. You got to understand they're being patient, looking for a good shot. However, with a double-digit deficit right now, they're going to have to find a way to score some points. 7:15 to go in the game. Way up high in between the circles is going to be Carly Henson. Over to the left side. The step inside. Off the block. The dish back. Thinking about the three, and then Kirkwood passes it up. Valley back around to the right side. And they're going to dribble it back off on top again. They have been very patient with this possession. But again, down 11. Tigers are great with them. Taking some time. Taking no shots. Again, down 11. They're going to have to score to come back in this one. Here's about an 18-footer that's going to be wide to the left side. And the rebound is going to be batted away. It's going to get away out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball. 6:40 to go in the game. ACCHS putting it a play on the far side in front of the fans and looking. Finally, he will come and play in the forecourt. Aaliyah will handle it there. And then, looking to pass it to Bowerly, was instead is going to hand it with the ball in the student section. ACCHS turns it over. Valley Falls again back up court. So Corey Kirkwood hit a 3-point shot late in the third quarter. That has been the only field goal by Valley Falls since the opening quarter. And again, the Tigers settling in that zone, and they are happy with this 11-point lead, and Valley Falls burning off the time. Stepping to the top, back over to the left. Here's a long three. Boom! Wow, nice shot for that's Lauren Brown, hitting her 7th point of the game. 31-23. And we've got 6 minutes left. Bowerly for another three. That one is well short. And a very long rebound cleared away by Darvo. Here comes Valley Falls. 5:50 to go. Lady Dragons with the basketball trailing by 8. They'll lob it deep into the left corner. The freshman, Madison Martin, really providing problems down there. She is so tall to try to shoot over. She extends those arms. She's probably 6'1". Here's a baseline runner. It's up. Nope. Rebound. Coming up with it. Atchison County. ACCHS will come into the forecourt. 5:10 to play in the third quarter. Here's a little feed underneath. And the shot up the good. Wallace hits the bucket. Give the assist to Madison Martin, and Aaliyah has 13. 33-23. Lady Tigers with inside 5 to go. The pass over to the left block on the floor one time. Hook shot. Going to be up and rolls in. And there's your first point of the game for Cassie Frakes. 33-25. Tigers are going to be glad to trade buckets going down the stretch. Coach Anker taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We'll enjoy the break here with 4:39 to go in the ladies' game, but the guys' game still to follow. It is Atchison County 33, Valley Falls 25.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Hey, so good to have you along with us here on Care Radio, KIRS in Fort Atchison. Joseph, I don't even know what time it is. I just made that up. Tomorrow night, it's going to be Benedictine basketball here on Care. We're going to cruise down to Parkville, say, Ravens and the Pirates. So we look forward to sharing that with you. Ravens ladies at 5:30 and the guys at about 7:30 tomorrow here on Care College Basketball. But right now it's high school game. Girls are playing. Atchison County, little baseline jump shot is up and too strong. And as players get tangled up down to the baseline, we're going to get a jump ball called. And possession arrow, ACCHS. Nearly halfway through the fourth quarter, 4:18 left in the game. It is 33-25. Lady Tigers in front. Here's Martin on the right side of the free throw line. Comes back off on top. Gets it there to Jenna. Hits will bring it out on top to Natalie. Two-handed pass, Bowerly. Missed the driving layup. Rebound on the floor. She'll get the follow shot. Missed it. Rebound Tigers. Wallish comes out on top, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Joseph, we're going to take another one. Coach Eckert, just kind of getting everybody on the same page here. Let's do it. 4 minutes precisely to go. Lady Tigers 33, Valley 25.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Lady Tigers set to put the ball in play from their offensive baseline with 4 minutes left in the game and hanging on to an 8-point lead. Nitz will bring it into Wallish, topside Martin. Maddie getting a lot more playing time here in this game. Here's a three for Natalie. There it is. Natalie Nitz for three. Natalie has her 7th point in the game. A couple of free throws in the first quarter, a 2 in the third, and now that 3-point shot, 36-25. And for the third time tonight, Atchison County leads it by 11. 3:40 to go. Valley Falls with the ball, and now they're going to back away all the way into the center circle, very near, dangerously near midcourt. And over to the right side, Lillian Darvo. She'll kick it to Kirkwood. Corey Stark to the top, goes into the lane, changes hands, misses the layup, gets her own rebound, looking to horse it up instead, brings it out to the free throw line, but the shot is going to go up and off the rim, no. Another offensive rebound, and this time the follow shot, and there's going to be a foul by Martin. I think that's going to be 4. 4 fouls by Madison Martin. Free throw, 36-26. And again, Valley Falls has scored a substantial number of their points at the free throw line tonight. Martin is going to check out of the game for Atchison County. Also, Jenna Pitts. Starters are back in. The free throw is up. Rounds out no good. And the rebound is going to be cleared away by Laney Pannell. 3 minutes left in the game. Atchison County and the ball on offense with Jordan Kaplinger. Jordan gets it off on top to Bowerly. Swings it over to the right side. Nitz. Natalie will cut into the lane with a left-hand dribble. Goes all the way to the rack. Puts the shot up. Missed it, but got fouled. And will come to the line for two. Foul is going to be the second of the ball game by Corey Kirkwood. And Natalie coming to the line again. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. Has 7 points in the game. Those two free throws coming back in the opening quarter. Tigers right now up double figures and looking to stretch it to more. And they will with the first free throw. It is good, and the lead is now 11. 2:55 to go. One more shot. Got them both. Natalie, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. 9 points. 38-25. And now up 13, or rather up 12, 26. Up 12. Back over to the left side with it. Valley Ball swings it over the wing. 2.5 minutes to go. The game getting away. The clock moving. And now a soft shot that never got high as the rim. Obviously, it had been deflected by somebody off the left side of the lane. And back up with the Wacom Atchison County. ACCHS, I would suspect, is going to run a little time now and just kind of close the door on this thing. But Bowerly instead is going to drive aggressively to the rim. Can't hit the shot, but does draw the foul, and she'll be coming to the line. I suspect they're going to call it a shooting violation. They will not. Not going to be a shooting violation. It's going to be the third foul, though, if you're keeping your book at home on Corey Kirkwood. All of her fouls have come here in the second half. It comes in to Aaliyah Wallace over to the left side to Laney. 2:10 to go in the game. Back underneath to Aaliyah. Turns off the window and scores it. Wallace, 15 points. 40-26. Tigers by 14, and now inside 2 minutes to play. And a pass inside, stolen by Wallace. Gets it away to Nitz. It is a 2-on-2, and Natalie very wisely brings it out on top. Driving in, Bowerly once more, skips it over to the right side. Jennifer Duke. Or rather, Laney. Let me fix that. That was Laney for two. 42-26, and we're going to get a timeout taken. Taking a break, Joseph, I would suspect the final one of the ball game. It's utilized by Valley Falls. Coming here with a minute 35 to play. All Lady Tigers now. Atchison County 42, Valley Falls 26.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Right out of a minute 35 to go in the ladies' game, 42-26. ACCHS looking to notch their second win of the year, go to 2-0 in this very young season. Valley Falls looking directly at their first loss of the year coming in tonight, 3-0. As the Lady Dragons come into the forecourt, we're down inside a minute and a half to go in the contest. Battle will have it over to the left side. Drive across the baseline, feed it over to the edge, and we get a whistle in the lane. And there's going to be a Tiger foul. It'll be Laney Panel's first foul tonight. And for ACCHS, they had some foul troubles in the first half, but they have really solved those in the second. That is only their third second-half foul. Inbound pass is going to be knocked away by Wallace. She will drive it down the floor, stop, feeds across, Panel for two more. Wallace assists, Panel for two, and it's now 44-26. And we've got a minute 10 left. Cutting into the lane, little falling away runner, round and around, and good. Two here for Corey Kirkwood. We're getting a Tiger timeout. Coach Ecker taking a timeout with inside a minute to play, leading it 44-28. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. I was suspecting that Coach was doing that in order to make some late game substitutions with some of his younger players, leading it here by 16 in the last minute. But we will see. Again, lots of basketball coming up on Key Radio. Benedictine tomorrow. Sports Look and High School Ball Thursday. High School Friday. Benedictine will be in Dubuque. we'll have that game with the Ravens and Clark on K Radio Saturday at 12-2. And then more games early next week as the holiday break is imminent. Here's a shot up the court. The Tigers with a fast break down the right side. Bowerly with two more. Kinsey Bowerly pushes it to 15, and it is now 46-26. 44 seconds left. And on the pass up the court, the Tigers aggressively going after the basketball. Will be called for a foul, and Jim is going to come over and let us know that it is on ACCHS, and Danny Chu will pick up her first foul. Back up with the Valley, the running 14-footer, hits the back, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Nitz, and a collision in the backcourt. She gets fouled. It will be the 17th foul, putting Natalie on the free throw line for the 1-1 with 38 seconds to go. That is going to be the third foul for Lillian Darvo. And as I mentioned, team foul 7, Valley Falls. Natalie coming to the free throw line where she is perfect tonight. 4 of 4. Front half of the 1-1 is good. One more shot coming up here for the senior for Atchison County, Natalie Nitz. Natalie having a little foul trouble early. Here's a second free throw, good. But she got that well under control. It is now 48-28. 35 seconds left. The feet in the middle. The layup is off the rim a couple of times, and we're going to have a foul inside. On the Tigers, I suspect it is going to be another one on Danny Chu. So Danny getting in the game and getting in the scorebook. Tigers are going to bring Emmy Smith in. Free throw here is good for Corey Kirkwood. Corey now at 15 points for Valley Falls. She is looking for 16, but she knew that she had missed that. And on the rebound, jump ball called, possession, Valley. 48-29. We're going to get another timeout. Yeah, Valley Falls is going to sketch something up here for this last half a minute. Just let's take a break. We've got another game to go here yet, so we're going to enjoy this moment. 29 seconds to go in the ladies' game. Atchison County in front of Valley Falls, 48-29.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, as we return, Valley Falls puts the ball in the middle of the Tigers, commit a foul. And a Valley back at the free throw line where the shot is going to be up and good. And Corey Kirkwood continues to add points at the free throw line. Foul is going to be the second of the game, by the way, if you're keeping score for Jenna Pitts. One more on its way and good for Kirkwood. 48-31. 48-31 Tigers. 14-13, a little pressure on the upcourt, and Valley Falls reaches in and commits a foul. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor. And this one is going to be on Lauren Brown. And as we go to the other end of the floor, let's see who's coming up. ACCHS players having a really good time laughing and chuckling among themselves out of the floor. Jenna Pitts coming up there. Jenna looking for a point tonight, and she will get it. One more shot coming up for the Lady Tiger senior. Sends it on its way. That one not going to go in. And on the rebound, we will get another foul. And it is going to be on Caitlin Yates for Valley Falls. Tigers are going to come back to the free throw line one more time with 8 seconds left. This free throw rolls around and good. 50-31. 8 seconds left. This one clanks off. Valley Falls is going to bring it down. They'll bring it up the floor. Tigers still pressing like it was a one-point game. The pass comes off on top. The shot of the buzzer is going to be waved off, and that's it. Final score tonight. ACCHS Lady Tigers 50, Valley Falls 31. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continue to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good to have you with us here in Effingham. The boys' teams have come out of the court to warm up for their contest. Let's quickly recap the ladies' game. First of all, scoring tonight for Valley Falls, 17 points tonight, leading the Lady Dragons and leading all scorers is going to be Corey Kirkwood. 7 in the contest for Lauren Brown. It was 3 tonight for Lillian Darvo and Carly Henson. Cassidy Frakes each with 2. For ACCHS, double-figure scoring for Aaliyah Wallace, Kinsey Bowerly, 15 apiece, and Natalie Nitz with 11. 4 tonight for Laney Panel. Jordan Kaplinger hitting a 3 and 2 for Jenna Pitts. Great ball game tonight up and down for ACCHS, but it was kind of hard to decide. It's Lady Tigers scoring 9 in the first, 9 in the second, 10 in the third, but then 22 fourth quarter points. Kind of hard to pick who the player of the game is going to be. I think that we're going to go with Aaliyah Wallace here tonight. Aaliyah with those 15 points, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. And so, Bank of Atchison, player of the game, is going to be tonight Aaliyah Wallace. Stick around, guys. Game coming up. We'll be back with that. Final score again to the ladies' contest. Atchison County 50, Valley Falls 31. Joseph, you can handle business for a little bit. We'll be back with the guys' game before you know it.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.